Yesterday, we talked to the Cherryland Humane Society about the struggles it was undergoing after Grand Traverse County cut the Animal Control Department from the budget. We asked for a comment from the county administrator regarding this situation. Jennifer DeHaan is the deputy county administrator for Grand Traverse County. So why did the county eliminate the budget for the Animal Control Department?
As part of the 2016 budget process, the board was looking to live within our means and live within our available resources. And some of the animal control services that are provided are non-mandated. And so we eliminated funding from the general fund for two full-time positions. We have continued to maintain a level of service for our community following that reduction.
Is that more than just the Sheriff's Department dealing with animal abuse and neglect and dangerous animals?
Yes. The Health Department handles health and welfare, which involves animal bites, kennel inspections, and animal quarantines. And then we also have had a partnership with Cherryland Humane Society. We've had that for a number of years where they provide shelter and care for animals that are dropped off or surrendered to the Humane Society.
But does this mean no one is picking up strays?
Currently, we do not have anyone who is picking up strays.
And do you see that changing in the future at all, at least not for this fiscal year, I assume?
No, we do, actually. We've been evaluating the services that are currently being provided and then also looking at ways that we can provide additional services. One of the things that we're doing right now is we've directed the health department to look for ways to employ individuals through the revenues that are derived from the dog license fees. And so over the next few months, we will be working to adjust those fees so that we can afford to have some level of staffing in order to provide that service.
Well, this takes some training. You had two people in animal control who were trained. Are we likely to see those people, or at least one of them, hired by the health department to deal with this?
I don't know specifically regarding those employees. What we will be looking for are individuals who are trained and who meet the state minimum standards to provide animal control services. I do want to offer that we may be looking at providing services differently. It may not be just standard 8 to 5. It could be 11 to 7. It could include weekends or it could include evenings. There's a variety of different ways to do this. What we're looking to do is identify the best way to meet the needs of our community within the resources we have available.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
All right.
It's Jennifer DeHaan. She's Deputy County Administrator for Grand Traverse County.